even the folks who didn't know they knew that know that.
I mean, exactly.
That's the tune. Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan tunes have found their way into popular culture. And a lot of operatic repertoire actually finds its way into the popular culture one way or the other. You know, we've all heard Figaro's Song from Barbara of Seville. It's the same thing with Gilbert and Sullivan.
When you got the call, the email, the offer.
The offer, yeah.
Did you know the repertoire right away and say, oh, I've always wanted to do that?
I didn't know the piece specifically. I hadn't read through HMS Pinafore, and I actually hadn't even seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't seen it. But I often, when I get an offer to do something, if I have no association with a piece whatsoever, if I've never done it before, if I've never heard it before, that's actually something that excites me, because then I have no preconceived notions of what this character should be like, or, you know, what the singing should sound like, or anything like that. So going into it blind and really just doing my own research is sort of how I like doing things. But I have done Gilbert and Sullivan before, so I knew the world that I was getting into.
Well, respond to something. When I first started discovering Gilbert and Sullivan, I saw it as a theater major sees it.
Sure.
I mean, those shows are so perfect.
Yeah, dramaturgically they are.
They're just perfect.
They are charming. And the great strength of the music of Arthur Sullivan is that it perfectly supports Gilbert's dramatic intention.
He knew his job, which was to help drive the story.
Exactly. Yes. He scores, you know, the recits to help propel the drama. All of the arias and ensemble numbers are all beautifully underscored in the melodies that the singers are singing and the harmonies that we're singing in together. It all really describes the emotional content of the scene. And it's delightful music. You know, I mean,
yeah, it's a classic story about the pairing. I mean, they're both superbly good at what they do, and they both thought they were slumming.
Yeah, yeah.
Both thought they had much higher gifts.
And more to offer.
This was just, we're doing this for the money. Don't tell mother.
Sure.
And you see it in his songs that is he holding back?
Is he holding back? He could be. This reminds me of an anecdote that I heard once about Arthur Sullivan and his early days of music making when he was at conservatory in Leipzig. One of his teachers there commented that he showed more potential than Brahms, which is to say the talent in this student could be one of the greats. He could turn into one of the great composers. And that is the understanding, I think, that he was operating under. And composing these sort of lighthearted, middle-class entertainments was difficult for him. And he did feel maybe sheepish about doing that. And he considered himself a very serious composer. And he wrote repertoire, symphonic repertoire, choral repertoire, that reflects that. So yes, I think there is a bit of tension in that, in his writing for these pieces. But I don't know that he's holding back. I think he knows his audience, and I think he knows the repertoire that he's writing in. I think he has a perfect grasp of an understanding of the style. So I think you could say maybe he is holding back, and that he's not giving us these sort of musical expressions of genius. But he's not holding back in his creation of a musical world and a musical language that supports the theater piece. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
Connor, it's been great for you to get up early. Now, there's
no
one
worries.
Classic artist visits KLEF question
that
always gets asked,
yeah.
and I haven't asked you.
Please.
I've saved it for last.
Oh.
Have you seen a moose?
Have I seen a moose? I am thus far mooseless. I have not seen a single moose here.
You still got a week.
I've got a week, you know, and I'm holding out hope. I'm sure I'll see a moose.
They really are here.
I know. I believe you. I really do.
Connor McDonald, everybody. He's singing the role of Captain Corcoran this coming weekend in HMS Pinafore from Anchorage Opera. It opens Friday night. There's three shows. Jan and I are going Saturday night. If you're not there, you're missing out. Connor, thanks for getting up early.
Thank you so much for having me.